Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain markets, 8:16 a.m. Eastern Time, July 20th. We're processing the weekly update for the stock market, and then we're going to go ahead and video the weekly grains update and get that posted as well. So where are we this morning? Well, at least yesterday, the corn market, September futures, bounced to our minimum upside objective of 5.54. It actually poked through it just a little bit, and then they sold it, but it was still a strong up day. And again, based on weather, it looks hot and dry. And yes, even I'm a little more concerned than I was that that heat dome moving across the northern states of the U.S. is problematic, and then more problems in Europe and China. But again, the worst damage, the worst heat is actually in southern states, southwest, central south, something like that. All right. At any rate, it looks like it can stick for a while. But as I looked, compared the 6 to 10 day versus the 8 to 14 day maps, probability maps, I don't know. I'm not convinced it stays more than a week here. And then, but is another one coming? It can extend. And also just how hot, I don't think anybody knows for sure. And how dry, and I still see pictures of some fantastic corn in the Corn Belt, but I also see pictures of hurt, and are those hurt fields going to get hurt more, okay? So it's understandable why the market has rallied here. Now, the model's saying that there's a chance there was a level three top yesterday. We're going to be a little more trend following here and not make an alert on it. And we won't alert you a little later here in the day, and maybe even the rest of this week on it. You'll have to go on your own a little bit here. It really boils down to the weather forecast, whether it's by the hour or day or whatever, or in between, of how they're actually going to trade. But I can tell you on the technical side, the market is overbought and overextended. But I'm sure the more experienced traders who use fundamentals and technicals, or even the technical trader who least respects the news, looks at the news but doesn't analyze it, they're probably scared of selling too soon and selling off overbought technical indicators. Okay. At any rate, there is a chance the market topped yesterday or overnight for the level three, and the trend is down into next week. So watch out for any improvement in the weather. Watch out for any kind of technical selling if they decide to be brave enough to sell it. Now, overnight, I would say they weren't sure what to do. They ran it up to try to test yesterday's high, and it couldn't hold it. It's now negative for the day. Also, keep in mind, I did not mention yesterday the whole Russia-Ukraine stuff, other than I have said, very difficult to forecast it for me anyways. That really got set the wheat on fire, but you got to watch out. It might be all over already. That's just how it's worked since last year, all right? And the corn market may wake up to that as well. If there's some of that built into this corn market, then really they're not as bulled up on weather as you might think. So we do have to be a bit cautious here. Nevertheless, I'm finding it interesting that the low of today, overnight market, pulled back to one of our upside targets around 537, 538, and now holding above it. That may be a floor. And it does look like we could be due for a level four bottom today. And I do believe it'll be due for a top tomorrow or following day. So I think by tomorrow, they'll bounce corn again. But the point is, they may bounce it later today into tomorrow, okay? And there are additional upside objectives, not just the 554, but we got 564 and 574 September corn. I think we want to stick with the idea a negative close day anytime now into the early next week is probably a sign the market is going lower into next week for a level three bottom. I think they should sell this ahead of this weekend, but the weather market may scare them into actually buying instead, and then they'll sell Sunday night to Monday night, all right? As far as larger trends, we'll discuss that in the weekly update, but I am concerned. This is still just a trader's opportunity. We've already seen the high for the year. It's already over, but we've got some lingering bullish weather information here to trade, and they are trading it. All right, let's go to the July soybeans. Also watch the five-day moving average as a potential downside target for corn. Now, in the soybeans, I'm going to be a bit of a gambler here. The model is just right there, ready to call level three top, but it's saying because of the weather, probably should just be a trend follower and not actually try to time it in the sense of picking the top, the highest price. I'm going to go ahead and say it topped level three yesterday. working against me on it, like the corn, it may place a level 4 bottom today, but it doesn't have to do it to tomorrow, so there could be a nice down move into tomorrow, then up. And then we may learn it can't get above the high of the week, yesterday's high. So I think if you're a bit of a gambler here, and it probably is gambling, you could have an entry here with the idea, hey, if it starts going above overnight high, you better get nervous. It goes above yesterday's high, you better be out, because it's probably bullish. And even though yesterday it struck our 1450, 1451 target exactly, and they sold a little bit, very pleased with that. Overnight, they put it to our 1439 and a half target, okay? And now they've sold it off a little bit. So we're very pleased with those targets. But if they don't hold as resistance, we have to consider the final critical point target on the daily at 1462. Now, there's other targets that we show you over in a weekly chart and that are higher, much higher. We'll go over that in a weekly update. But right at the moment, I think soybeans are ready to lead the way down. I just can't tell with corn, okay? Corn and soybeans can start moving lower into next week. So I will make a call on the level 3 top, even though the model's not quite with me on it, okay? Now, the model is saying, well, give me a down day. I'm there, bearish. Take out yesterday's low at 1412 and a quarter. I'm there, I'm bearish. If the model is a person, that's what it would say, okay? We don't have downside targets for you yet, all right? And it is overbought. It's gave a false buy signal, in my opinion, not a very good one. It's leaning towards a sell signal, but it's not etched in stone. It's not there yet. We got to see how it closes. By all rights, technically, you could argue since the level 3 bottom of July 13th, the trend is still up for soybeans. All we're saying is it's now time and into early next week to look for level 3 top. It can be over. And we're quite confident it's going to dip somehow, some way by next week. But the point is it may start dipping this week into next week. This could be it, and I'm willing to gamble. If I have to start over in the next few hours or next couple of days, I will. I don't care. You may care. So do the best you can in handling that. This could be an iffy thing to sell this when we have all this heat coming. All right. But the market is unsure just how bullish it wants to be. And it can top for those more important tops and go lower in August because the weather improves, okay? So we'll have to just deal with this weather dome, and it may be a foolish thing to even looking for a level 3 top right now. It may go higher on us, and next week it may only dip a few cents. And that's the level 3. It didn't really work, and it's even more bullish just because the weather becomes more serious. We don't think that's what's really going to occur, but we've got to consider it as a possibility that it can be bullish longer than we think. Now, the wheat market has mostly retraced the decline in June to July, and it shot past our upside objectives of 698, 707, 716. Overnight, it came close to the 707 and then rebounded. And it's been to 750, and we don't know what to make of it other than we're concerned the level 3 top will not show up to next week. Is that a sign corn and soybeans are going to stay up longer than we think? We don't know. There's not enough evidence to believe it because it's a little more Russia-Ukraine-oriented than it is weather, U.S. weather-oriented, okay? Especially with the motion of volatility here. So I can't rule out a top sooner, you know, that it tops this week and it's just distorted, doesn't work, and it's just because of the interference of Russia-Ukraine. But I, it may well go higher into next week, especially if something escalates in Russia-Ukraine, then that could even support the corn and maybe soybeans. It's interesting, though, when I see these explosive moves in wheat, it's almost like someone likes to sell soybeans. Can't figure that out. Is that really a doable spread? I don't know. But the market is overbought, but believe it or not, it's a wheat market, that is. It's not extremely overbought. So that's a tricky one, okay? It really should be down next week for a level 3 bottom, but it's not supposed to top the next week, and it may be just a brief decline, and there's no evidence the trend is up, and I'm not willing to try to time that one and play with it. I don't want anything to do with it with my money because of the Russia-Ukraine volatility. But ultimately, it should set back some next week, And then hopefully it'll set back into sometime August there for those larger trends. All right, that's all I've got for you this morning. I'll get this wrapped up here and then get going on the weekly update. But I still see lower grain prices next week, so I'm assuming we're going to get some improving weather. But it may only be a minor improvement and just a brief improvement and a little more on technical selling that jumps on board that brings it down. We still may have weather issues in August, okay? But the best forecast is really all we're seeing is knee-jerk reactions of markets that are actually going lower into harvest. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day.